Welcome, everyone, to the SharePoint Sideshow. We have another exciting episode. Today I'm with Chris Johnson, and we're going to talk about the Easy Setup Script.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chris Johnson, Senior Technical Product Manager on the SharePoint team here in Redmond. And like Paul said, we're going to talk about the Easy Setup Script for SharePoint that we've released recently. The Easy Setup Script is all about getting your development environment up and running as fast as possible, sort of in the easiest manner. So we wanted to take away all the hard work for developers to just get up and running with a SharePoint development environment.
Yeah, so maybe like the easiest way would be just to show us like how do I get started with this thing.
Sure, sure. So probably the first place to start, we released a blog post called Announcing SharePoint Easy Setup for Developers on my blog. If you go to blogs.msdn.com/cjohnson, you'll find that blog post up there. But probably the easiest way to go and find this is if you pick our favorite search engine, Bing.
Of course.
And just type in Easy Setup Script. Hit enter, and the first result is the download details for the script.
Great, and the third one is your blog, right?
Oh, look at that. There it is. Easy to find. So let's click ahead on this link here and download this training kit. So it's all packaged up in a sort of self-expanding and running executable that you download.
So it gives you the script and training on how to use the script, right?
Exactly. All the documentation you need, plus all the script and so on. So if you go ahead and run the download, you have to click accept on the EULA and click install. All the files and so on get saved to your hard drive, expanded, and then you're taken to this page which basically explains everything that's in this kit, including training information, the links to the scripts, and all those sorts of things.
That's easy already.
Exactly. Very, very easy. Okay, so if we go down here, you can see we have this Easy Setup Script presentation. Let's go ahead and open that, and we'll walk through what the script actually does.
Good.
Okay, so the first thing, it just gives you a brief overview about what the script does, some of its capabilities and so on. But the most interesting piece here is about how it actually works under the hood. So the Easy Setup Script is a series of PowerShell scripts that basically allow us to help download pre-requirements for SharePoint and so on, other products that we have included like Visual Studio, Expression, those sorts of things, and get them all installed on your box.
Now this is different. We talked before about how to download the information work of VHD,
right,
which requires Hyper-V and requires Windows Server 2008. This is something totally different, right?
Absolutely, yeah. This is designed to run on Windows 7, and it helps you guide through the process of downloading all the pieces that you need to get started with SharePoint development. And then it'll also guide you through the process of installing those either on the box that you're on right now or helping you set up a native boot to VHD Win 7 machine and installing all those products in there. That's definitely sort of my preference, to take that route. And then you end up with a nice, clean development environment that you can dual boot to, and it's all set up automatically for you.
And that's natively running. There's no virtualization involved in the
process.
Right,
so you get all the power of your machine when you're in your SharePoint development environment.
Good. Sounds interesting. Let's see it.
So the way it works is really in two main parts. The first part, seen in the blue here under host, this is really the flow of what we do to go and download all the pieces that you need as part of the installation. So this will do things like download trial versions of Office and Visual Studio and SharePoint and so on for you. And then if you choose to do a VHD installation option, it'll take a copy of that VHD and help set up the boot settings and so on. The second part of the installation is really about installation of all of those prerequisites and products once you've chosen whether you want to do it either on the host or the VHD. But sort of under the covers, we'll just walk through this flow diagram of what the scripts actually do. It's probably worth pointing out that at this point, all the scripts are available as part of the training kit. You can see all of the source. We'll show you where to get that a little later on. But you can go through and see exactly how all this works if you're into PowerShell scripts. So one of the first things we do up here in this first series of steps is basically install the package on the host. That's what you saw me do with the download. The second piece is whether you want to edit the config file. Now, we provide an XML config file for you to go and tweak about with. And in there, it basically explains what the products are that it's going to install, any other scripts that it needs to run for those, and then things like product keys for those products. By default, we give you product keys for the trial versions, but a lot of people are downloading the script and replacing those keys with their own so that they get full, fully licensed product installed as part of it.
And at this point, too, I have a pre-script which I could put in my own extra scripts that I want to run before the real script runs, too, right?
Right.
So I have a hook in the beginning.
Exactly. There might be some sort of pre-setup steps you want to do, like join the machine to a domain or install some other company-specific software that you want to do. We also provide the same capability at the end that we'll talk through in a minute as well.
Good.
So once the user has edited the config file, if they need to, by default, you may not have to. We provide everything in there by default. Then the next thing you want to go do is go and run the installation script itself. And so then this basically kicks off the process, does a whole bunch of checks, makes sure your machine is ready to do what it needs to do. And then the next step of the process is to basically start going and installing, downloading all the prerequisites and so on if you haven't installed them.
And again, those prerequisites are in the config file, so I could just, if I wanted to download something else as part of my own prereqs, I could just put that in there as
exactly.
well?
Exactly, yeah. You could add another entry to, say, download a particular AV product or some other piece of software or tool that you wanted and add it in the config file. Our only stipulation there is that you know, it's best if it runs silently, so it's nicely included with the rest of the scripts. Okay, so the next step is to basically take a look at all of the sources for the prereqs and products and go and download them if needed. So it'll go through each of the products installed in the specified in the config file and go out to the URLs that are specified there and download them. And then it waits for those to complete. Now, it's worth pointing out that it does a check for this stuff first, so if you run the script twice or three times, you can take a copy of those downloaded products and it'll find those the second time and not download them again. So the first time, you know, as your famous saying is, it's easy, not particularly fast for that download. It depends on your link, obviously. But the second time, we won't go download them again, so it's really easy to.
And I've seen it where some of these files are fairly large to download, and maybe you're not on a very reliant network, and maybe that might fail. But I think the script will allow you to just restart the script, and it'll just continue where it left off.
Yeah.
Or you may even be able to go out of band and download that file separately and then start the script again if you're having a particular problem with the individual file.
Yeah, or if you have, say, Visual Studio on MSDN, you could take the installation media from your MSDN disks and use that rather than having to go download it again.
Good, good.
So it'll basically do that check, find the downloads and download them if needed. Then it does some checks on your machine to make sure that your machine is set up correctly. It checks for 64-bit, for example, and it checks that you're running the right version of Windows 7 Pro, Enterprise, or Business to be able to do the native VHD boot capabilities. Then it prompts you to say, how do you want us to install this stuff? Do you want to install it on the box that you're currently running the script on? Or would you like me to go set up the VHD for you and install the products in that and configure it for native VHD boot? It's worth pointing out at this point that if you choose the host route, there's not many things you need to do other than to make sure that your host is pretty clean and doesn't have all these products already installed. For the VHD route, you have to specify in the config file a path to the VHD that you want to use so that the script can go ahead and use that VHD and mount it and copy the products and so on.
Yeah. No, it makes a copy of that VHD, right?
It does.
Actually use the one I reference, right?
Yeah, it does. It takes a copy of the VHD that you specify. That makes it really easy to run the script twice if you need to and you haven't, you know, messed up your VHD from the first time around.
Good, good.
Okay, so let's take a look at the next step here. So it basically prompts us to ask whether you want to do host or VHD installation. If you choose the VHD route, it'll take a copy of that script, take a copy of that VHD, copy it to a path on your machine, and then it goes and uses BCD edit to set up your boot settings and so on to do native boot. It'll also take a copy of all of the products that it's downloaded. This is the step down here, VHD mount. Takes a copy of those products mounts your VHD in Windows 7 and copies them into that VHD before we reboot into that VHD, so it can go ahead and carry on with the installation of those products. That's if you choose the VHD route. If you choose the if you choose to install on the host, it'll just warn you about requiring a clean machine before we go into that second set of steps, which is all about product installation.
Right.
So once you've chosen host or VHD and the product copies have taken place, the next sort of major set of steps are either the first reboot to get into your native VHD system or on your host. And this is where it really starts, the installation of all these products and the setup of them.
And I think this is where we've seen a lot of feedback from people that have run the script where they may not have all of the patches installed for Windows correctly yet. So you need to make sure you run those first and really make sure you reboot. Sometimes it's not clear that a reboot's required, but then the script may fail. Many times I think rebooting usually clears all that up, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's what I like to do is basically do a Windows update, make sure you've got all the latest patches for Windows, do a fresh boot, and then have the script kick off again before all the installation, so you don't get stuck with any of those weird issues.
Right, good.
Okay, so the next step is it'll do a quick prompt to prompt you to say, do you have any Windows updates that are required? Is there a pending reboot, for example, that's required? We check for that stuff. And then it starts going through and running any pre-script that you've specified. So by default, we provide a hook in the script that allows you to go and specify some more PowerShell for things that you might want to do prior to all the installation of the product.
Mm-hmm.
That could be joining a domain, installing another particular piece of software, or doing some other configuration that you might require. Then we go ahead and start doing all of the install of the products and prereqs that you've specified in the config file. So we walk through that config XML, we look at all the sources for the products that have been copied, and we start running the installs for each of those sort of in sequence. At the end of each of those, we check if a reboot is required. Some products, you know, specify that a reboot's required, and so we'll prompt the user to reboot at that point. And when you do reboot, the script will pick back up where it left off and continue. It'll go in and hit install those products using the keys that you've specified, all of those things. It'll show you progress in the script. We'll show you the screenshots of that as well. And then finally, at the end, we also provide another hook to provide a post script hook that allows you to, say, do things after the install. This could be configuring SharePoint in a particular way or configuring one of the products that it's just installed. So it gives you a nice, easy way to hook that process too.
So in general, this is really all happening behind the scenes and pretty much out of the box. If I just ran the script, all this stuff would happen automatically, and without doing anything, I'd have a fully running SharePoint system with trial editions of all the SKUs. I wouldn't have to necessarily own anything already or go find anything else.
Exactly. You know, out of the box, if you're running on a clean Windows 7 image and you run this, you'll get, you know, prompted to turn off UAC for a moment, pick host or VHD, and once you've done those two choices, at the end of the script, you'll end up with a fully functional SharePoint dev environment with all those trial products installed, and you'll be good to go.
Good. Well, maybe we can walk through and see what that looks like.
Yeah, let's take a look at some screenshots here. Okay, so the first thing we do is a check to make sure you're running as administrator. This screen is just basically saying, rerun the script as an admin. So you right-click on it and say run as administrator. That's important to get everything installed. The second thing we ask you to do is we prompt to say we're about to turn off UAC to do a bunch of these product installs. So you're prompted to do this. When you hit enter, the machine will reboot and the script will continue afterwards. Then it'll go ahead and look in that config file, and this is the screen you'll see when we're downloading each of the products that it downloads. So in this case, we're downloading SharePoint Server 2010. It tells you how long it's been downloading for, and we've just got an estimated time. It's a very rough estimate. You know, it really is dependent on your connection speed and so on. And as you pointed out, you know, if something happens, you shut the machine down for some reason, or you lose network connectivity, if you restart the machine and restart the script, it'll pick back up where it left off.
So will continue. I, like, have some time to step out for a bit of tea or something? Or
exactly. At this point, you can. It's probably safe to go grab a coffee and a muffin and come back. I like to kick this off the last thing I do and leave the office in the morning. I've got a freshly built machine and I'm good to go.
Yeah, good.
So in this case, it's SharePoint Server 2010. The next prompt that you'll get is when it asks you whether you want to do a host or a VHD option. And so you type H for host or V for VHD. The host option is if you want to do it on your local machine. And it's just important that you have a nice, clean Windows 7 machine already running before it continues, and it'll do all the rest of the heavy lifting for you. The VHD option, as I pointed out, you have to have the VHD specified in your config file for it to use, and then it'll continue on down that path.
Now, out of the box, the config file is basically incorrectly configured for VHD because it has a path that you won't necessarily have on your machine.
Yeah, it's all commented out in the config
file.
Right,
so you'll have to actually go and edit the config file before you even run that option for the first time.
Exactly, yeah. If you want to do a VHD boot option, you have to edit the config file, uncomment the VHD section that we'll show you in a minute, and specify the path to your VHD.
Good.
Okay, so the next prompt that you get is basically whether you want to do a host or a VHD boot option. The host option, as I mentioned before, will install on your existing local Windows 7 installation, or V for VHD will take a look in your config file. You have to go in and edit that and point it at the right place to see your VHD, and it'll take a copy of that VHD, mount it, and start copying in the bits. In the next screen, you'll see us where we actually go ahead and do that. So we've taken a look in your config file. We're copying this Win7 Ultimate X64 VHD that you've specified. It's important that the X64 stuff is there. SharePoint only runs on 64-bit machines. And it'll take a copy of that. And then it'll go through and basically mount that VHD so that it can start copying in all the product bits that it just downloaded in the previous steps. So here you see it's mounted it as drive Z, and then it started to copy all the contents of those products into that VHD. When it's done with all of that copying, it'll demount the or unmount the VHD from drive Z in this case, and use BCD edit to modify your boot settings to be able to boot to that VHD. And when it's complete, you'll see there's a message right down the bottom, the last one there, setup will continue after the VHD is started. The other interesting thing to point out here is this bit right here, SP Easy. So when you boot your machine, it'll show you two boot options by default, your regular Windows 7 install that you started this from. Mm-hmm. And then if you've picked the VHD option, you'll see an SP Easy boot setting in there. And that's the one you have to go pick to boot into that VHD.
Good.
So at this point, you want to restart the machine, and you'll get those two boot settings. You pick SP Easy, and then the next set of scripts continue, basically. So the machine boots. In this case, we're just showing what it's like to do it on a host to show the rest of the product install. And then we'll go through and install all the Windows components. We'll set up IIS in the right way. We'll do all of the SharePoint prereqs that are required, and then start going through and installing products. So in this case here, we're doing some Windows components that we're adding. In this screenshot, you can see we're adding the Microsoft Chart Controls, which is one of the prereqs for SharePoint there. We're going and installing SharePoint Server 2010, Visual Studio, Power Tools for SharePoint. All of these different products get installed in a similar manner, and you'll see the sort of progress of those like this. And then when you're complete, the last message you'll see right down the bottom here is setup is completed. And that basically means the scripts have finished. You can also see here running post-install script. So by default, we specify a post-install script that does a couple of things in SharePoint for you. It sets up a site in SharePoint called www.contoso.com. But you can really do anything you want in this script. Just jump into the PowerShell, go to town on it, and help, and you know, write whatever steps you want in there to configure your environment for your particular use. In this case, we just give you an example of how to go and do that. We set up a site. We enable some features on that site, And then we're basically complete.
Good.
So at this point, you're all ready to go. You got all the products, SharePoint set up in the right way, and you can start building your next great SharePoint project.
Cool. Yeah. So that's it. I mean, that's pretty easy, right? I mean, when you just run the script and it's done. But maybe you could show us a little bit of the training kit and show us, you know, where do I find the scripts and how do I start this thing?
Sure. So, you know, once you've installed the training kit, you saw we came to this window, which basically gives you links to all the interesting information in that training kit. The next thing I wanted to show you down the bottom here was this lab, the SharePoint development lab link here. If you click on that, it'll take you to a whole bunch of information about, you know, how to get started, training materials, and so on. But down the bottom, you can see this easy setup script link here. This will basically take you to an overview of how the script works, what's in the config file, how to set it up for VHD boot, all the different nodes and attributes that you can play around with in there, and then the process of running it, basically everything we've talked about up to now. The other thing I want to show you, if I go back one page here, is this browse source files link. So if you click on that, it'll take you into Explorer view to the right place in, on your machine where we've installed the training kit. And you can see all the PowerShell scripts and batch files and so on that are required or that run as part of this. You can just open these up, take a look at them if you're that sort of person, and you know, play around with them if you need, or tweak them to your use as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the important thing about this, right? I mean, this isn't really like a rock-solid, production-ready, you know, things, package software. It's really just a starting point, a learning tool for you to easily get up to speed on SharePoint, start developing, use the scripts for your own use, take them apart, use the pieces that are interesting to you. I think we try to document them heavily in the scripts themselves, so pull them apart, find the pieces that are interesting for you, use them in your own environments, and I think that's the most valuable way to leverage the kit.
Yeah, by all means, you know, that's really the motivation behind this, is to get people up and running as fast as possible, but then make it all freely available so that you can go and tweak about with it and do whatever you want with the scripts and customize them to your particular company's environment and setup.
So I guess the last question I have is, what's next?
So we're actually working on a new version of the Easy Setup scripts. We're hoping to release those in the next couple of months. And we're focusing on two things for that. At the moment, the scripts are built and designed to run on Windows 7. We've had some feedback from people that they'd love to see that same thing for Windows Server 2008 and so on. So we're looking at making sure they all run nicely on those, on that OS. And then the second thing we're doing is making it way easier to configure and work with that config XML file. So you'll see that we've come out with a GUI for the scripts. When you run the script, a nice little user interface pops up and where you can tweak about with the config file. You don't have to dig into XML. And it'll make it much easier to pick all those settings in there.
So it'll be like the more easy script setup.
Exactly, the much more easy script setup.
Good. I think this is really awesome. I think we're looking for feedback on the script, so either send comments to the SharePoint Sideshow site or to Chris's blog or my blog. We'd love to hear feedback on what you find interesting with the script. Any issues you have, definitely send us that as we add those to the new version. And with that, just thank you, Chris, for coming and showing this. This is really exciting, and can't wait to look forward and get going and start doing SharePoint building.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me.
Great, thank you.
Cheers.